As we approach the 50th anniversary of the historic Apollo 11 moon landing, we decided to interview a Washtenaw County resident who played an important role in another Apollo mission to the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
About 600 million people watched Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon on July 20th, 1969. Among them was then 33-year-old Wayne Morsfield from Ypsilanti. At the time, he was working as a design engineer for the Ann Arbor Electronics and Radar Research firm called Conductron.
I was at home with family, and we were sitting on the living room floor watching TV and watching the footsteps going down the ladder and the imprint on the moon. And it was just very unreal. We're watching live photographs on the moon. That's just video. That just is surreal.
What's even more surreal is that Morsfield had no idea that 3 years later he would watch another moon landing that he would appreciate even more.
As I step off at the surface at Torres Litoral, we'd like to dedicate the first step of Apollo 17 to all those who made it possible.
Shortly after the Apollo 11 mission, Morsfield accepted a new job as a design engineer for Bendix Aerospace Systems Division in Ann Arbor. He helped astronaut Gene Cernan set foot on the moon on December 11, 1972 to conduct lunar science experiments for Apollo 17. I met up with Morsfield at St. Joseph's Village in Ypsilanti. It's a senior assisted living facility he now calls home.
I worked on what was known as the lunar mass spectrometer. And its purpose was to analyze the gases that were residual on the moon's surface. There is a very slight atmosphere. There's no oxygen, so it's not breathable. But they were examining, they identified half a dozen more different elements that compose the atmosphere. So they were tracking what those elements were, how they changed with lunar day, lunar night, with time.
During the 1960s, Bendix Aerospace Systems Division already had military contracts in place. That relationship helped them get a contract with NASA. Bendix helped build and test the early Apollo scientific experiment package that was part of Apollo 11. Morsfield says he's had a passion for space since 1954 when NASA recruited him to work as an engineering aide at one of their testing facilities in Cleveland, Ohio. He was obtaining an electrical engineering degree at that time. With a smile on his face, the 83-year-old says our Apollo 17 conversation brings back good memories of when he worked at Bendix.
They had a conference call with the astronauts on the moon to talk about some issues they had with the scientific package that was left there with different instruments. So they patched the astronauts directly into the Bendix conference room. And based on my knowledge of the particular experiment that I worked on, I was asked to attend that meeting as a representative, should they have any questions about that. So I never got to talk directly on the phone to them, but I sat in the conference room listening to this call, and at the time thinking, this is just unreal. We're talking to people who are on the moon.
Stories like those are like music to Peter Church's ears. He's a volunteer for the Ypsilanti Historical Society's Archive Department. Church plans to meet with Morsfield to document his work with Apollo 17.
For the Ypsilanti Historical Society, they're always after those first source type information from people who are either have done it or saw it or participated in it. So yeah, this definitely fits into, I think, the overall collection and does tie people even closer to the history.
It's been nearly 47 years since astronauts placed Morsfield's equipment on the moon, and it still remains there. He says it's about the size of a car battery and weighs 6 pounds.
Are there nights when you look up at the moon and think about your work, your equipment?
Yeah. When you get a nice, bright, full moon up there, I look up there and I say, I wonder, wonder where it is up there, The design life was a couple of years, and the experiment had some problems with high voltages, which you don't experience on Earth as much as you would think. And so it eventually failed, but they still have some, I think they're still able to communicate with some of the experiments up there.
While the astronauts were the face of the historic Apollo missions, it's people like Wayne Morsfield from Ypsilanti who should also be recognized as heroes for the work they did. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.
Ignition. Runway, Houston. Vector grid.
Roger, you have good progress.